Real College Podcast is presented by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and is a production of Radio K.
So this seems like kind of like your biggest release for sure to date, at least as far as like scale and like you're doing like the rollout with like promoters and stuff in college radio. Like that's how I like found out about you. What does that sort of feel like? Does that feel different than like the rollouts of your previous albums?
Yeah, definitely. This is like my third album as a, well, I was in a band before this called Little Big League, and we released two records, and I kind of felt like it was just never, like, quite big enough for me to create a sustainable career, or even the wink of one.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool because I actually thought this was going to be the last record that I was going to put out, and I told the label explicitly I wasn't going to tour on it, and of course, like, this is the record that did really well for me, and so I kind of had to climb back onto the saddle.
Right.
And if it hadn't have done this well, I probably wouldn't have gone back on tour.
Totally. Yeah. And was kind of making it sustainable as a project, was that like a goal of yours?
No, I had no goal of that. I had kind of given up, honestly.
And yeah.
I kind of like, totally. This was like a record I just wanted to make for myself and was like an important kind of conversation I wanted to have with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And was very therapeutic, but it was something I wanted to share with people, but I had no idea that it was gonna, I just didn't think that anyone was gonna like it, and I had shopped it to many labels, and I honestly just kind of like felt like, oh, no one likes it, it's just it's never gonna happen for me, and it's fine. And then like people really responded to it, and so
totally.
That was really cool. Yeah,
that's very cool. Yeah, and I do want to say that I loved it. Like, I think it's going to be the weekly release spotlight at Radio K pretty
awesome.
Soon. But yeah, anyways, so
great.
it seems like a lot of the influences come from like a lot of pop, like old pop music, like 90s or early 2000s, I think, Heft reminded me like of a really specific era of pop music. And like, what is pop music? What role did that have in your writing?
Yeah, I probably had a really big role. I really like pop music. I think that I just like music that feels very intuitive and emotional and relatable. And I think I was listening to like a lot of Fleetwood Mac when I wrote this record. And I think that that's like one of those like really great timeless pop bands with substance that have just really like created an amazing career for themselves. So I was listening to a lot of that, and I also think that like that was kind of the music I really wanted to make, because I had been in a band where I maybe like wasn't able to make that fully, and that was kind of like my role and what I contributed to the band. But it was also something that was negotiated with three guys with like a punk and hardcore background, and so I think that that band sounds like that kind of tension.
Sure.
And so for me to go in my own direction and like really just focus on that part of it really allowed for that kind of freedom to be able to explore pop music.
Very cool. And like conversely, I'm sure there were influences on this record or records that you were listening to a lot that were not pop music. Like, what role did any of those records play in this?
I think that, I think lyrically I really enjoyed a lot of country singers, but I think that a lot of country singers have a lot of pop influence. So like Dolly Parton, Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn, I really like their lyrical style. A lot of their lyrics are really, really dark, but also really tongue-in-cheek, and I really like that style of writing.
Totally.
Because it's something that feels really emotional and over-exaggerated, but like simultaneously satirical and I don't know, relatable, emotional.
Yeah.
So that was a big influence. And then, I don't know, I think I started listening to like more artists that incorporate like weird electronics and kind of use that as a way to feel like it was okay for me to incorporate like samples and synths and weirder stuff on my own material.
Totally. Yeah, very cool. I guess that all seems like that's why it makes it interesting to me, at least. I think it reads.
Thanks.
So you also, on this record, have just, like, such a wide range of sound. If you're thinking from, like, Jane Cum to, like, Everybody Wants to Love You or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, there's such a wide variety. Is that something that you're looking to push more in the future? Like, or are you looking, are you just kind of writing songs as they come to you, and that's why there's this variety?
I think that it's a combination. I think I always like to make, like, really diverse material on a record. And I think that because I kind of didn't there wasn't, like, as much of a sort of self-seriousness with this album. It was just, like, I wanted to make the album that I wanted to make, and I didn't care who heard it or, like, how cohesive it sounded.
Right.
So I really just went with it, and I didn't really... I just wanted to put the best songs on there. So
totally.
A lot of the songs that were revisited over the course of, like, 6 years, it's almost kind of like a compilation album.
Right.
Like, I think Everybody Wants to Love You is, like, 5 or 6 years old, and
right.
then, like... In Heaven and Rugged Country and the instrumentals on that record were written like a month before I went into the recording, the bedroom studio that we recorded it in.
Right.
But yeah, I think that's something that I always want to do. I just want to make the put out the best material and not feel like, oh, this needs to have like a sit like the same vibe. Like
mm-hmm.
I like I don't know. I like variation and I like diversity in material. So I definitely want to
cool.
continue doing that.
Absolutely, and that's admirable. I think that's really interesting and different as a band. I think that's why it stuck out to me. Yeah, and it seems like music videos are also something that you like really value. I think the In Heaven music
yeah.
video looks like it was so fun to make. Like, can you tell me about making that music
yeah.
video?
I actually hate being on camera. I get really awkward and I like have very like low self-esteem. So I like didn't really. I knew I wanted to make a music video, and I love great music videos. Like, I love Bjork's music videos,
mm-hmm.
and I love Grimes' music videos, and I love, like, having a narrative, like, a visual narrative for your sonic material. And I have a friend, Adam Kalani, who works as House of Nod with
mm-hmm.
his brother, Robert Kalani, and, like, I love his music videos, and it's so great because he's my friend, so I feel really comfortable with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then to make myself feel even more comfortable, I was just like, I want to do all of my favorite things and, like, use my label's budget to, like, advance this music video and basically just make all of my friends go out to Flushing, Queens and rent a karaoke room and just get plastered, because the only way I'm going to get comfortable on camera is if I'm plastered.
Totally.
And I hate videos that are just, like, too... I don't know, I don't like self-serious music videos, so I wanted it to look like fun, and I felt like the best way to look like you're having fun is to just actually be having fun.
Totally.
So when we arranged everyone to be there, I think everyone was kind of like taking it back because we weren't like staging things. It was just like, okay, like let's take shots,
mm-hmm.
and then like let's just have him film
totally.
And just ignore him. And that's like totally what we did, and like
cool.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, that sounds so fun. Yeah, well, what's it been like touring with this band and with these bands?
With Mitski or with
yeah,
my
with,
live band?
With Mitski.
Oh, with Mitski, it's great. I really love Mitski's work, and
mm-hmm.
Her album Puberty 2 was probably my favorite record that came out this year, or one of my favorite records that came out this year.
Cool.
Yeah, it's been great. It's really fun to watch her every night, and J-Som is fucking amazing
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
so... good people, yeah.
Cool. Very cool. What are you looking forward to otherwise in the future? What are you doing? Just touring around more?
Yeah, we're going to the UK for the first time in August.
Cool.
And then we're going to go on another big US tour that will be announced, I think, on the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited
cool.
for that. I don't know when this comes out, but like...
yeah, should I... I'll ask you
yeah,
after.
Yeah, ask me
what
later. If right before
or...
you want to put it out, if we're allowed to announce by then, it's really,
sure.
it's really, really exciting.
Totally.
And this was probably my, like, you know, in competition with Mitski for my favorite record of that came
cool.
out this year. So I'm really excited to go on tour with them. And then I have another music video planned, and I'm working on my second record for Dead Oceans. It'll be
cool.
my first record with them. So I'm
awesome.
Really excited about working with
Dead
them.
Dead Oceans
yeah.
is very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, I'll let you go. I'll
awesome.
Do whatever
was
you need
so
to do before the show.
Yeah.
Great to meet you. Great to talk to you. So, yeah.
It's really
all right.
Nice.